Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
There, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Trying to make some sense out of the neurotic hysteria that we've got going on right now in America. So I just want to make sure I understood hearing the national news report just now. So instead of walking your dog in the fresh open air and in the sunshine, which is very healthy for you, they actually are saying to, and you're healthy, okay, you're healthy. Dog's healthy, to prevent illness, that they had hints and tips for all you pet owners out there. My dog passed away, so I'm not a pet owner right now. But they had some tips and hints, and this was it. Walk your dog up the stairs. Walk your dog down the stairs. Hide kibble in the house, because then your dog can get some exercise looking for said kibble. And then go out on your terrace and walk from left to right. I know it's only a foot, but just keep doing it. And while you're doing it, explain to the dog that you're not a neurotic mess. And if you have stairs, walk your dog up and walk your dog down. If you do this about 10 times, your dog won't know what the hell's going on, but you'll feel safer. Because with all your healthiness, you wouldn't want to go in the fresh air to, you know, walk him or anything. I don't know about you, but I felt warm and fuzzy just thinking about all the pet owners that are actually going to do that.
Yeah, I felt very warm and fuzzy. I've made a decision.
Oh, please, what is it?
I'm moving to Venezuela. For two reasons. Two reasons only.
Why? Why?
The first reason is they're already communist, so I don't have to go through that.
The slow crawl anymore.
And they've had no deaths from the coronavirus.
Well,
so Venezuela, like, here I come.
It's like safety, and then you can just throw your mental health to the wind. And you don't have to go through the slow crawl anymore of a nation that's gone off the rails. I totally get it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, what an interesting time
to
be alive. Isn't
sure.
That,
oh yeah.
You know, I think you missed the big aha.
Oh, okay.
With the big $1 trillion passage of this cuckoo banana bill.
Yeah.
The Pelosi opportunity bill.
Yeah.
really and truly, who do they know that are in those institutions that they're paying? Because honestly, I bet you that Nancy Pelosi's daughter is probably one of the cleaners. She's going to go around and...
Oh, I'm sure. Because if you missed the last hour, the $25 million to the Kennedy Arts, because you're wondering, why does Kennedy Arts need $25 million in this bill? Just for instance, okay? I'm not talking about the $350 million for immigration that got stuck in there. Just the $25 million for the Kennedy Arts. Well, it's for cleaning. because bleach costs a lot, especially where the Kennedy Arts Center is. And because, of course, they don't have digital to basically broadcast their digital theater anymore. So they just did a $250 million renovation. But apparently they do stuff by pigeon still and are not entrenched into the internet world of things. So they have to have the $25 million for digital presence and cleaning. So just...
Maybe they can do digital cleaning. Like maybe they can just, you know, do those 365 right. things and they can wipe their screen while they do it.
Right.
And then it's all clean at once.
It would make more sense. It would make more sense. Honestly. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And while you're doing that, walk your dog from the left part of your terrace to the right part of your terrace because your dog... I know it makes no sense, but this is the issue that went out from the government. Because the government's so smart. The government's so smart that they're telling you that you don't have to walk your dog or in Chicago. You're actually issued a citation if you do it too much. So they've got all these different ways where they can help you so that you understand that your pet, while making it completely mental, you're going to walk it, I guess, up and down the stairs a gazillion times a day to get your exercise. And by the way, as a human being, you're not supposed to be exercising out there either. So just so you know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, okay, Sam calling.
Hi,
a
Sam.
Couple of things.
Sure.
Number one, I'm almost getting to the point anymore where I hate these news breaks at the top of the hour because they talk down to everybody like we're children.
I know.
I hate it.
I know. You should hear the mayors and the city and the states talk down to us. I mean, I can't even listen anymore because it's so bad. You would think you were three. You would think that you just don't know anything or how to tie your shoes at this point. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, of course, my attitude is if I ask for their advice, I mean, if I wanted their advice, I would ask for it. Anyway, that's the first part.
Okay.
Second thing.
Thank you.
I want to get into is this coronavirus thing. Now the latest thing they're saying, you can tell when you might have it if you lose your ability to smell or taste.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Uncle Melty, how many colds have you guys ever had before we ever got to this point where you lost your ability to taste or smell?
Yeah, in January I had that.
284.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're basically what's going on here, I can just about guarantee at this point, they're taking the common cold for all intents and purposes and blowing it out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, of course, the latest one I heard is now they're starting to say, well, we're gonna be going through this every year because now this virus is going to be coming back every year. So
it's seasonal.
I go back to what I told you before, and that is, I guess what we're expected to do is hibernate like bears and then come out in the spring and come out of our cubby holes and do our thing and then go back to bed all winter.
Yep. It's seasonal. President Fauci said it's seasonal. And this deadly virus that we have going on where 99% of the people are just fine, it's seasonal and we're going to get it every year just so everybody knows. So that means that we're going to have $1 trillion bills go through every single year and the looting of America so that we can be ready. I guess that was the point.
Couldn't Trump fire this guy or what?
I'm not quite sure why he leaves him in the appointment, in the position
well,
he is.
Either,
I don't get it.
I mean, this guy's a real trip.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Thank
He's
you.
He's an anti-Trumper on top of it.
Oh, I know. I he loves Hillary. You should see the love letter he wrote to Hillary that came out in the WikiLeaks. He wrote this letter that gushed over. He's in love with her. I don't think he's caught on that she's bisexual, but he actually like gushes over her. Yeah.
Well, then he could go be the second husband then.
Yeah. She doesn't really currently have one. I don't know if America's caught on. Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I know. You just can't make it up anymore. So here's the deal.
I think we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Why the president has Fauci where he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, that's going to come out.
And by the way, you keep hearing the terms new normal and new America. This is our new normal. They said that after 9/11, too. This is our new normal, never going away.
Living in our basement
and walking your dog from one end of the terrace to the next or hiding kibble under the couch so that your dog has something to do. I suggest that we hide kibble under our couches so we have something to do. This is getting... You know what? It's the hysteria. I got a picture of people walking with a 6-foot string between them. I can't make that up. In a park, in the open air, because apparently people think that it's going to jump from one person to the next in the open air, guys, in the open air. And currently, 0.00000, there's 5 zeros, okay? So a 0.00000 35 is the death rate in America currently. Yep.
So... Dr. Mark Siegel,
okay,
on Fox News, a week and a half ago, was very concerned about the coronavirus.
And
today he's saying there's too much mathematical modeling spreading the panic.
You think? Hi, understater.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Well, we're talking about the coronavirus, but the whole real reason for the thing is to put us under control. And what has happened is that they've got us between a rock and a hard spot, because now they've lowered down the man gathering. And so if you have 10 or more, now you are could be charged with inciting a riot, thrown in jail, at the very least being sued and put under some kind of a direction of attorneys, state attorneys, or whatever it is. And then if you don't do that and you follow what they want you to do, now you've self-quarantined, you've self-locked yourself down.
Yeah, they don't need to even...
We've already lost everything.
Yeah, they don't ever need to get to the point where they do martial law. I'm pretty convinced in this country, I'm talking Red Dawn martial law, because we're just handing it over.
I guess what I'm getting at is, what do you do? You can't email your mayor or your senator.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can, but it doesn't do zero.
Well, they get enough of that, though. But I actually think communities need to come together and just open up their businesses, because you can't penalize everybody. What are you going to do? How are they going to do that? They're hoping that everybody goes along with their nonsense and makes the health department the governor of each state. That's what they're hoping for. So they're hoping everybody just goes along. Yeah. I mean,
you're right. Now, if your business opens up, maybe they won't do you right there, but all of a sudden now they stick the IRS on you.
Yes.
So now what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. I know. But, you know, you tell people this and they go, conspiracy theorist. You're thinking, are you total Nimrod? Because it's all out there. It's all out there.
No, it's total reality. But I don't think people just sat down and thought about it.
Yeah.
Right now it is total reality.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. I got to go to a break, but thank you.
There's actually a name for it.
What's up?
It's called tyranny.
And guess what, folks? We hired mayors and council persons and city councils and governors and lieutenant governors. We hired them, and this is what you're getting from them. They're not standing up for you at all. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we
I'm honestly praying right now that we become a nation that, that demonstrates rational reason, that we become a nation that can think again, that we become a nation that understands why we're American, what this, what makes us different, because we've lost that. There's too many people that are buying into all this. And so I pray that we are a nation that can grasp this again, that we stop being so irrational. Did you know that the amount of people that they even say have this, in my entire state is point zero. Well, it was this morning, 0.000127 in my entire state. And many have said within the next 24 hours, my own state will probably get a lockdown order, like the hysterical mayor of I live in Utah, so Salt Lake City mayor, being so hysterical, saying she's eager to get it on the books, this lockdown. And let me just tell you the horror that I feel at this, and I know you do too, because we are facing an entire nation that's lost its ever-loving mind. They're so irrational. They're so irrational. I have a mayor that, of the county I live in that said that they don't want, you know, he doesn't want more than 10 people in a grocery store. It's not mandated or anything. He just was really hoping for that because he wants to follow the health department. You've got governors who are willing to do a statewide lockdown. Okay. They're looking at it right now, not doing it yet, but looking at it right now in the next 24 hours. And why? Because of one death of somebody with COPD, okay, that was falling ill for several years, one death, that they claim is COVID, but with comorbidity, you can't claim that because there's two underlying conditions there. So they can't even say that with certainty. And then you have 0.000127 or 141, however you want to say that, of our population that have even just tested positive. And even most of them are just fine. They're walking around just fine. And they want to do a lockdown for that, just so we're all aware. Just so we're all aware of the insanity that has taken place in people's minds. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, here is a lady from Chicagoland. And just to update you, this insane mayor, she just did close down the beachfront.
What?
So even if it's an old lady like I am, I want to walk doggy, I can't do it.
What?
And if it's a gentleman, yes, she did it. And this is the best news. You've got to hear this.
Okay.
My millennial son, who lives right next door to me in an apartment building, thinks this is perfectly understandable.
Oh, my gosh.
Millennials are going along with all this fascist BS crap. Yes, that's a problem. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand? The universities, the high schools, we have a bunch of robots.
Oh, my gosh.
This is where we're at. Yes.
Yep.
Calling in from Chicago. Thank you. Thank you for the common sense rationale.
Thank you for your program. I love it.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much.
Marvelous. Thank you for all your research.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. You too.
Oh, and stop feeding your son.
Oh, you guys. Oh, you guys. By the way, get Balance of Nature. These are people I believe in. They're just so cool. They put out a product that we all need anyway. And as we, as things progress, you know, somebody was like, Kate, stop it. You don't get it. You don't get it. No, I do. I do get it. That's my whole problem. I do get it. And I do believe, because I read scripture, I do believe things are coming down the pike that are going to be dangerous for us. This isn't it. They don't even need to, they don't even need to at this point, because we're all so gullible. We'll just go along with this whole ride. But what I'm saying is that there are things coming down the pike. Improve your health. Do what you can. Do what you can do to improve your own health. That's what it's really about. And I know that Balance of Nature can help an immune system. So, so if anything, put this in your food storage. Make sure you have this on hand and take it daily. It's a great, it's a fantastic product, and you can get it on Balance of Nature. Nature.com, and then put in my code Kate for listening to the show, because then you get 35% off and free shipping. Take advantage of that. But we've entered a level of of the irrational. Because when was the last time you saw an article that said only 0.00127 or 141, however, with a couple of cases added today? It doesn't even register as a percentage. Okay, it's not even in the same hemisphere. So to do a lockdown over that, are you kidding? Are you kidding? And those who still say to me, millions and millions will have this in a week. Okay. Watch the slow crawl, okay? The slow crawl is the death toll, not how many cases are positive, because there's so many people have corona inside of them already, the carrier for corona. There you're going to have a lot of false positives in this. But put it, or positives, because not for the right reason. But anyway, the death toll in America today is, it's just so frustrating to me that people aren't demonstrating a sense of rationale. It is 0.00005035. That's the death rate in America right now. Okay, so I just had to get that out again.
So the president's getting ready with his gang up there to do his evening coronavirus task force meeting.
Every 24 hours, they can never wait even a week.
But here's an interesting take today.
Okay, what's the take?
Your friend, Dr. Birx.
Yes, Deborah. Like, Debbie with the
Deborah
scars.
Birx.
Yes, that, by the way, was telling millennials that they're the bright future of our nation. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, here's what she said before this meeting starts.
Sure.
No data suggests that the models of millions of people being infected is true. And
you mean the actual data, when you actually look at the real data numbers, that's not true?
The data that suggests millions of people are going to get infected is not true.
Really?
She said that.
Oh.
And she said,
I'm shocked.
There is also no truth whatsoever that there is a shortage of ventilators and the need for picking who dies and who lives.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Did she only just tell a neighbor that, or did that, was that,
that was on Fox News?
You're kidding.
No.
But no other outlets are carrying it.
Probably not.
Probably not. They like the hype. You know what? They like the hype because it's let's pick who dies and who lives in America. Yeah, it's amazing.
The point to me is, though, is that there are some people out there fighting desperately to hang on to sanity.
Well, it ain't Debbie. See, Debbie just got her money for HIV. See, Debbie only wanted the money for HIV along with Bill Gates, and they're going to get more because they're going to put more bills through. But that's the whole crux of this, is to get as much money as you can with all the hypey headlines while everybody's fearing for their lives, when we have a 0.000035 death rate in America. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I just have a question.
Sure.
You said that they might lock down the state of Utah.
That's what people are kind of assuming, but that's not true yet. So it's a rumor.
Well, there's something I wanted to ask about that. If a person's like working down in the southern part of the state, but they have a home farther up north, will they still be able to drive back home?
You know, that's an interesting thing that you say that, because they haven't come out on that yet. And so I don't want to create some kind of more hype. They're already hyping and fearing this enough that I don't want to create more. But the Salt Lake mayor made an interesting statement about that. The Summit order that came out for Summit County in my own state said those with secondary homes to stay away, and any tourists not to travel to the county. And so they're hoping people don't travel, but there's no way they could stand in your way of traveling. Does that make sense? I mean, they're saying that strongly worded document.
I hope so, because it's not a second home. It's my only home.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and they really have no...
I'm just down here working, you know.
Yeah, they have no basis to do that. So what they're doing is strongly worded advice. So,
I see.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what a full lockdown would bring if that happens, because that's what the rumor is right now, that people are kind of assuming, because of the hysteria over the 0.000127 rate of those that tested positive. So that's why I'm saying that, is that that's kind of expected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, since I'm down here and I go around, I got to get groceries and everything, and in the smaller stores, things seem pretty normal and everything.
Yeah.
And even seems like some things are getting stocked back
on
the shelves.
They are. Yeah.
And doesn't look like anybody's worried. And I would wouldn't think they'd want to disrupt all that.
Yeah, you would think. I saw a diagram where all the other states, this was about a week and a half ago, all the other states were up about 20% in grocery sales. Guess what Utah was, my own personal state? It was 253%. So all I'm saying is we got the stranglehold on hoarding in here, but maybe it's our large families. I'm not quite sure now, a week and a half later, what it is around the country, because people started going to the store more. But you're right. And I'm hoping that our governor isn't idiotic enough and stupid enough to put a lockdown on a state with 428 cases of tested positive and one death for a guy that had COPD. Let's just hope we have more common sense than what's being displayed in our state. And let's hope we clean house to all these people and throw them out on their rear ends come election time.
Yeah, I think we're all going to have to pray a lot more, too, I believe.
Yes, we do. We need our Heavenly Father at this point in time, desperately. Thank you. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you. We need to pray for people to have common sense, too. We really do, because they're off the reservation, and they are literally issuing, like, death threats and things like that to people that are walking around. And that's pretty pathetic, don't you think? So we got to talk them off the ledge, and then maybe we can have some common sense restored, and then we can start educating, you know, people on what's really going on. And I would pray for anyone at this point to put up a headline that said 0.000127 or 141, that's actually the rate in my own state. I would actually pray for that. I'd pray for any kind of news reporter that's honest. I know it's going to be tough, but I'm asking.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Be right back.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
I bet you want me to have this play, don't you?
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Well, they are, because of a neurotic populace.
At the terror in each sip and in each sup.
Yep.
Will you partake of that last offered cup?
Are you going to wake up?
Or disappear into the potter's ground?
All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We have a full alert here, and the full alert is head up the rear end, full alert moment in our history. And I'm hoping that we gain some sanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Investigator Dave.
Uncle,
how are you?
Uncle Milty, how
are
you
doing?
How
I'm
are
doing
you?
Good,
what's
thanks.
Your take, Investigator Dave?
Well, I thought I'd give you an update here in Wisconsin.
Please.
As you know, our Governor Evans over here clamped down the state.
Oh, yes. We're hearing about the clamping going on.
A week after he encouraged everybody to get out and then go bike riding and everything else, and a week later he clamped down the state. So, I'm in Vernon County, and our sheriff over here says, hey, I'm a constitutionalist, and other sheriffs are too.
Uh-huh.
He says, my sheriffs will not stop you and ask you why you're out. They will not break up any gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have the constitutional right to, you know.
Assemble, you know,
wash
assemble.
Your hands, whatever you got to do.
Assemble.
He says, as far as me and my office,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to leave you alone.
Ah, hey, it's nice to hear voices of reason out there. I'm loving that. That's great.
It is, and I'm beginning to think that sheriffs, you know, they're the last bastion there. Maybe they're because of for gun control and other things.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to go along with it.
Oh, I know. My own sheriff seems to be a little wussbaggy in that apartment department right now. I'm not hearing it's silence, total major crickets going on in my own county. I'm not quite sure everybody else out there, but let's hope. I'm hoping somebody will stand up. That'd be great.
Yeah, I know your sheriff, and he's heavy into financing and making sure he can keep his group. His men paid.
Yes.
And so that seems to be the first thing on his mind always.
Yeah, I know. Let's just hope for a constitutional moment, but it's the same sheriff, and I like him personally, but it's the same sheriff that told me that the Constitution wasn't in the role of sheriff wasn't in the Constitution. So when because it didn't exist back then. Anyway, you just can't make that stuff up. All right. Well, thank you. You know what? Thanks, Investigator Dave. Super appreciate it.
Thank you. You're doing great.
And you know what? It's such a great reminder that of the people that we're not hearing from, isn't it? And please, if you're a sheriff that's worth your weight and you are elected, so keep that in mind, just please make sure that you're helping your citizenry know that you're behind them and that you won't let this nonsense happen. Let's just hope. Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to share some facts on the subjects you've been discussing.
Sure.
Regarding sheriffs, for every good one, there's maybe 20 bad ones. The sheriff of Los Angeles County, Los Angeles County is much bigger than population than most states in America, is actually going to gun stores and closing them down. And even though he's closing them down, and there are a lot of businesses still open, his excuse is the worst. He said we're in times where it's dangerous for people to have guns at home. Well, then, if according to his rationale, you should be going to the homes and picking them up.
There you go.
but a couple of things that are really important here.
Sure.
I can tell you how you can earn $1.25 million in just maybe an hour's worth of work, Kate.
Okay.
You either go to Congress or you go to the Kennedy Arts Center and tell them, you know, you got $25 million to clean this up. I can tell you if you give me 10% how you can save all the other money. All you have to do is close this center down for one day. Originally, they said the virus can only live for 12 hours without a host. Then it was changed to 24 hours.
Yeah.
So one day, and it can't possibly survive inside that center.
Right.
But this, you know, they're not that stupid. They know what this is all about. The last thing that's really important here, the task force in the White House have indicated they support everything the governors have done. They've said this repeatedly.
Yeah.
Pence said it over the weekend in the press conference. Maybe you didn't hear it. He said, "The president, we support everything the governors did. That means all the martial law, all the shutdowns of businesses. All these people are just part of the same conspiracy."
Well, it's not a conspiracy. They're just doing it. So we all have the proof.
Yeah,
right.
And one last thing, you know that dog exercise announcement.
Yes.
You know what I call those announcements?
What?
I call them how to teach us to make the chains around our ankles and wrists more comfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. In fact, I put up a post it was probably like 5 years ago, and I said there are too many people in this country that when they put the shackles on their wrists, they'll actually tell people that it's good for them to have it so their hands can stay closer together.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And one last thing on the ventilators.
Yeah.
So if you were on a ventilator, you got a very good chance of dying. And let's say seven out of the eight people that are on ventilators survive, and that's probably real optimistic. But a pulmonologist probably can give you those approximate stats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a little bit of 1,000 people, Americans, have died.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say 8,000 went on ventilators.
Okay.
So we need 8,000 ventilators. Actually, there's 113,000 ventilators at least in the hospitals, because there was 100,000 are already in the hospital, the 13,000 on the federal stockpile that they've already distributed, and there's others too, and they're making more. So at most 8,000 maybe they need. I mean, this is
that's at the most.
Anybody who has second grade or third grade math skills can figure this out.
But listen, wait a minute. So we only have 2,100 712 people in the entire United States that are considered serious or critical. So even if you did half and half, you're looking at 1,000 people. Because when they put out the stats, the 97% of those that are walking around just fine are not part of the serious critical. So we only actually would need at the very most about 1,000 ventilators in the entire country, and we already have 100,000 of them.
Well, more than that, as I said. Now, what kind of level of math are we talking about here? These are kind of the questions you present mm-hmm. to third graders,
yeah, I know.
Second graders. That's where you learn multiplication and division.
Yeah,
that's
but we're talking Common Core math, and so this is why they're teaching Common Core math, so they can dazzle you with their math so that you can't figure out actual math. That's the problem.
Well, that's how dumb we are, because it's real simple math, and they're not that dumb.
Yeah.
This is not about they know second grade or third grade math.
Right.
You know, our mayor here probably went beyond the second grade. Otherwise, it didn't make any sense what he said. This is all about tyranny, and they know it, and they're all part of it.
Thank
and
you.
I think one of the biggest lessons people need to learn from all this is how much control the deep state, as you call it, the conspiracy has over America. How much they had control local, our state government. How much they control. They always have a bunch of doctors. You know, right now there's one population that's not unemployed. You know what that population is?
What?
It's these crisis actors.
That's
what we're seeing. These doctors are crisis actors. John Hopkins has been lying to us for years. It's one of their central places.
John Hopkins is amazing in the whole lying scheme, and we've been talking about that for years. But any doctor worth his salt would never come out and say to you that people actually have a COVID-19 diagnosis because of comorbidity, which means that two things, three things, four things can be going on in a certain person. You can't give that diagnosis. So those that are saying the diagnosis is, the other doctors are sitting there just amazed that people are out there giving diagnoses on TV, because you literally can't do that as a medical professional.
Yeah, I this is so blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is one of the best viruses you could ever get compared to the average flu.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I know. Also, I always find it funny when they publish certain names that have this, yet they don't disclose the other ones because of HIPAA. Well, if that were true, why isn't HIPAA applying to all the people? I'd like to know that, for one. That'd be great. Thank you.
My goodness.
Thoughts? Oh, I was going to actually tell you. So if my state, your state, whoever's state, we all have these states that are clamping pretty hard. I just wanted to read this really fast, if you don't mind. Now, if you're not immunosuppressive or have major health problems, okay, so let's push those people aside, okay? Now, for you healthy people out there, which is the majority, please stop boarding the crazy train, and let's just relax and just listen for just a moment. When I've had the flu in the past, everyone in my life didn't get it too. You simply can't infect everybody around you. Maybe one person got sick when you were sick, but that's about it. Unless you want to infect your little kids, I guess that's all that really happened, didn't it? So just because you got sick didn't mean everyone else got sick. And last time you got sick, okay, so that's the beauty of being healthy and building an immune system, because not everybody is sickly and susceptible to everybody else's health problems. So if you are sick, you quarantine yourself. This is super, super simple. And if you're healthy, you don't need to quarantine yourself. You don't need to walk the dog up and down the stairs, okay, because you're healthy. So self-quarantining when you're healthy is, that's irrational. So if you're having that thought, it's really irrational. When a kid in your class in school got sick, they didn't go quarantine the whole class. They just had the kids stay home. So the people that are demonizing others for walking down the road or hugging a loved one, like up at airports, or standing 4 feet away instead of 6 feet, when did we lose our sanity and our ability to think? When did we lose our capacity to reason? If you act like this is January, or did you act like this in January when people around you had the flu? Because 26,000 people died in America, and nobody seemed to act like this, neurotic. And so we are only acting like this in March because the government and media are telling you to. Are you this easily influenced? The flu is far worse, and honestly, your chances of getting that are much greater. You have a 1 in 63,000 chance of getting COVID-19 in this country. And if you get it, it's not the Black Plague. almost all of this, all of the people that have this are currently just walking around. It's not a big deal. It's mild or no symptoms. They're not going to give you anything. We all had the flu. We all had a cold. We all had the chicken pox. You build an immunity. Stop freaking out and don't join the Hitler Youth and go Gestapo everybody. You don't need to. Stop controlling. Mayors, pull your heads out of your rear ends, please. This is getting ridiculous. Please stop the hysteria. Please, please, please. And governors, please, please enjoy the sunshine. Get out, because that actually prevents a cold. you don't have to, following rules that aren't rules because they want you to. It's getting to the point of we've just got to restore some. The government is not your God.
2 + 2 is the new 9.
2 + 2 is the new 9. Yeah. It's the new America. It's the new America, and it's the new normal. That's what they keep saying anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I have been pushing your podcast, though, to anybody that alarms, you know, like the alarms go off and they're acting like, you know, where is your grandson? He's out playing. No.
Oh my gosh!
Let me send you this podcast, okay?
Oh my gosh!
One person called me up and go, she sounds really smart. She is.
No, I just am using the brain.
But when you go to Lynn's and they've got a sneeze guard up, right? And I was watching the sneeze guard. People look around it to talk to the cashier.
I know.
This was really something. We take bigger measures than this.
If this was the Black Plague, the post offices wouldn't be open. You wouldn't have grocery stores open. You would see people falling around you, either dead or like their eyes were going to get gushed out. We would see something so differently. But you know what? It's a miracle that the post office, of all things, stays open. Yeah. And Walmart's everywhere. And grocery stores. Yeah. But not the churches. Not the churches,
Maverick, you hear over the intercom system, please stand 6 feet away from every person in the store.
We've lost
and
our minds.
I look around, nobody's standing 6 feet away. Next day, they've got these blocks on the floor. But when you get up to the register, they're about 2 feet apart. I told the guy behind the thing, they're not 6 feet apart here. He's like, well, because you're at the register. I said, well, then what is this worth? Nothing.
Because you're at the register.
Ridiculous stuff. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And yes, in my own state, it's 0.000127 or 141. Chance of ever even testing positive. And that number will go up, though, because the more they test, when people are healthy but they clamor for a test, I don't get that one. You got me on that one, but whatever. And then in the whole entire country, your death rate is 0.00005035. Okay, I just wanted to make sure everyone heard that, because you'll never hear it from a journalist, because I don't know why. They won't print it.
Yeah,
so.
They lie.
So there we go. And I don't know how else to bring more sanity, because you've got full-on Hitler Youth out there trying to tell people that they have to stay inside, and then public shaming them for riding their bike. So you can't fix that. I don't know if we can fix that kind of irrationality. I'm not sure we can. Not sure. Joel Skousen tomorrow, by the way. It'll be interesting to get his take. And I might do a corona-free hour tomorrow. I know, right? All right. Uncle Milty, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for bringing some sanity to this and making me laugh every day. Really appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. We're sitting 6 feet apart. Not. All right. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ.